The Tumbledown Boy. Teddy Tumbledown was a kind, helpful boy. He was also very clumsy and dreamy. When his mother sent him shopping, he came back with broken eggs, crushed tomatoes, and leaking bags of sugar. And when he helped his father in the garage, he lost nuts and bolts and knocked over tins of nails. "Oh, Teddy, look at those broken eggs," his mother would wail. "Oh, goodness, Ted, do be more careful," his father would shout. One day began worse than usual for Teddy. He poured tea in the sugar bowl instead of his cup. He dropped his boiled egg on the floor. He helped his mother wash up and broke a large plate. "Go to school, Teddy. Perhaps your teacher might like some help," sighed Mrs. Tumbledown. It was a bad day at school, too. Teddy spilt the paint during an art lesson. He knocked over a vase of flowers on teacher's desk. His classmate should have won a football match when Teddy received a pass in front of goal. But Teddy fell over the ball. "Go away," his teacher shouted when the vase of flowers fell over. "We shan't have you in the team next week," grumbled his classmates. Teddy was feeling very miserable by the time he started home. "Oh, how I wish I wasn't so clumsy." Then he had an idea. He still had some pocket money left. He would buy a plate to replace the one he had broken. Mr. Grump's shop was full of fine crockery, and he passed it on his way home. Mr. Grump knew Teddy, so he looked worried when he saw him.
"Be careful. Watch those trays and shelves. What do you want?" "Oh, do be careful and watch those trays and shelves."
Just then, Teddy bumped into a large display of cups, saucers and plates. They were arranged in front of a tall board, which had the maker's name painted on it. Everything crashed to the floor, cracking and splintering. Then the big board toppled over. Mr. Grump went red in the face.
"You clumsy young rascal," he shouted. "You!"
Then Mr. Grump stopped shouting, for under the board, laying dazed amongst the broken crockery, was a man. He had knives and forks in his hands, and spoons were spilling from the pockets of his long coat. Mr. Grump grabbed the thief and sent for the police.
"Thank you, Teddy. If you'd not been so clumsy, I would never have caught him. I'll phone your parents and tell them what a help you've been."
Teddy was thrilled. He bought one of the plates that he hadn't broken and set off home. But then poor Teddy tripped over one of his untied shoelaces. Over and over he tumbled. The plate fell from his hand and shattered on the pavement. Teddy lay on the ground, almost in tears. Then suddenly a large, heavy object hit him in the back.
Oh!
It was a pram, and it knocked the wind out of him. As he lay, gasping for breath, a young woman ran up.
"Oh, thank you, thank you, you brave boy. You must have seen the pram roll away as I tripped. You've saved my baby."
A puzzled Teddy looked around. Then he saw what the woman meant. The pram would have rolled into the road if he had not been lying in the way.
"What's your name? Where do you live?" asked the happy mother.
Teddy got his breath back and told her his name and address. Teddy felt much better. He'd lost the plate, but he'd saved something far more precious, a baby. He walked on proudly, with his head held high, so high that he did not see where he was going. Round a corner he marched, straight into a man running very fast.
Oof!
The man went head over heels. Teddy bounced backwards and fell down unconscious. When he opened his eyes, a smiling policeman was looking down at him.
"Are you all right?"
he asked.
I think so, mumbled Teddy.
What happened?
What happened? You made that fella come a real cropper. He'd stolen a radio from a shop. I was after him, but he was getting away until you tackled him.
One baby saved, two thieves caught. Not a bad day's work, thought Teddy, as he walked on home. His mother greeted him with a smile and a hug. She had had telephone calls from the young mother and Mr. Grump and the smiling policeman. You've had quite a day, my lad. What wonderful things I've been hearing about you. Daddy will be very proud when he gets home, said Mrs. Tumbledown. Come into the kitchen and I'll make you a special tea. Teddy was so pleased that he took his coat off with a swing. One of its sleeves knocked a large tin of flour off a shelf. Crash! Mrs. Tumbledown looked at the bent tin and spilt flour. Then she noticed a shiny object on the floor.
Look, Teddy! My wedding ring! I lost it about a month ago. How on earth did it get in there?
Teddy stood silent as his mother gave him another hug.
So that's where I lost the ring when I was helping Mummy make the tea, he thought. I've been trying to pluck up the courage for weeks to tell her that I'd lost it. This has been my lucky day.